I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The wrath of Boko Haram on Nigeria's believers prompts a call to prayer. We'll explain why. And among Asia's unreached people groups, there's good news. We'll let our ministry partner lay it out in just a few moments. But we want to zero in on the alarm in West Africa first. Nigerian police are on high alert since the United States drone attack on Iranian commander Qasem Soleimani. The death of the Islamic military leader could prompt Boko Haram extremists to retaliate, with Nigerian Christians most likely in the crosshairs. Terrorists executed 11 believers on Christmas Day to avenge the killing of another Muslim military leader. World Missionary Press's Helen Williams says one of their contacts in Nigeria reports on the status of believers there.
The church in northern Nigeria is wounded. They've had to escape to refugee camps or IDP camps within their own country. He said he went to one unofficial camp where 40 unassisted families were living in an abandoned market. 35 of the families were headed by widows whose husbands had been killed.
World Missionary Press recently shipped nearly 2 million scripture booklets to persecuted Nigerian Christians.
Getting material into the hands of the believers is another sign that the body of Christ worldwide is behind them.
And please, remember the Nigerian church in prayer. Pray for God's comfort and strength.
It's easy for us to read it, feel badly, and go on to the next thing. And I think we need to make sure our hearts are sensitive to this continuing need, particularly right now in Nigeria. The church is paying the price there.
Next, if the rumors of war can be unsettling for adults, imagine how kids respond. Given recent global events, the threat of terrorism and further conflict is hard to ignore. Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder wonders what we're modeling for our children.
Our top priority as Christian parents is to disciple our kids. And so as I look at the whole story and how there's fear, the number one thing that we need to do as parents is to model the fact that we can't be afraid about things that man creates, but that God is in control, He is sovereign, and He has it all figured out.
And it boils down to how well do we know what we believe? We can make a huge difference in the lives of our kids.
As we're faithfully leading them, reading the Word, challenging them in their walk with the Lord every single day with stories, kind of like Jesus did. He told parables, and He always linked those parables to some biblical text or some theological truth.
A final thought. Just as Keys for Kids is for elementary-age children, Unlocked is for high school-age teenagers. And this year, the ministry hopes to distribute 300,000 copies. Families desperate for discipleship tools are rediscovering Keys for Kids all over again, sometimes multi-generationally. To get started, we'll connect you at our website.
If you need materials to help lead your kids or lead your family in devotions, we will give you a copy of Keys for Kids at no cost or obligation.
And you may have heard a lot of talk about unreached, unengaged people groups, or UUPGs. There's even a day dedicated to the topic called International Day for the Unreached, which is Pentecost Sunday. Usually, headlines focus on need, but today we've got a praise report from Bibles for the World. President John Podaiti says their Asian partners met a believer from one of the UUPGs that they adopted last year.
We've asked them to take on that role of discipleship, of guiding him, of bringing him into their fold, at least for a time, so that they can disciple him and prepare him to go back into his village and be able to share the gospel.
Remember, UUPGs have millions of people, no known believers, and no one's actively trying to reach them for Christ. Bibles for the World met the engaged criteria when they adopted the people group last year. Now, there's one known believer. But the story's far from over. In fact, it's only just beginning.
It's just one person right now, but it's a start. I know this from my own experience with my tribe in Northeast India that we started with just 5 believers, and within a generation, we were entirely evangelized. And so this is still possible as the Holy Spirit leads, guides, and moves, and God provides all our needs for this effort.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or stream our podcast on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.